Boys!
Look what we found here. A little homestead is hidden away from the prying eyes of the world and living on its own. A veritable oasis that they've been keeping from us. Look at this shit. A well with fresh water, homegrown vegetables. Damn. I'd be impressed if I wasn't so fucking offended. And isn't this sweet? Mom, Pop, son and daughter. Why, it's positively nuclear. Maybe if you'd put up that white picket fence, it would have kept us raiders out. That said, I don't believe I've ever received my fair share of their crops, or any sort of tribute from them. Hell, they didn't even let us know they were here. We all know that is directly against the rules of my state. And they look positively glowing with health compared to the rest of the wasteland. Now that's just selfish, isn't it? This isn't a capitalist society anymore. You can't hoard your wealth. Well, unless you're me. And what a charming little family. I assume you all farm this land, yes? Impressive. However, I'm sure we can manage the land on our own without you cowards. Boys, get rid of... What is that infernal racket? Well, well, well. What do we have here? How did I not see you when we pulled up? Viper, what the hell? Were you planning to keep her to yourself? You know I get first choice of all captives. I don't give a flying fuck if you caught her. This isn't finders keepers, you fuckface. We're not toddlers. Give her to me and then get out. Yes, get out, as in leave the gang. I honestly don't care where you go as long as I don't see your ugly face anymore. If you're not out of here in the next 10 minutes, I'll kill you myself. Oh, and take the father with you. Do whatever you want with him. Kill him, leave him for dead. Honestly, I don't care. Just one less body to take care of. I've got you. I've got you now. Calm yourself. You had to know that we had no use for your father. No amount of begging or arguing will save him now. Look, Viper has already left with him in his truck. It's best for you to not dwell on that, sweet. But look, your mother, sister, and brother are still alive. How your mother and sister cry. Look how scared and angry your brother is. They must be shitting their pants right now. But not you. You were fighting my man and you just tried to save your father. Not bad for a woman who didn't stand a chance of winning. No, I'm not calling your family cowards. No need to get so upset, sweetheart. My, you are protective, aren't you? No, they're reacting in a perfectly normal way for farmers who just had their little utopia invaded by the big, scary raiders. You, however, are not. Oh. It's not that you're not afraid. I can feel how your heart races when my body is pressed against yours and my knife is against your throat. You tremble occasionally, and your breathing is quick and unsteady. Yes, you are frightened, but you're pushing through that fear in order to protect what you love. That's almost noble. Boys, get rid of the mother and the son. Do what you want with the other woman. What's that, sweet? Wait. Say that again. I want to make sure I heard you correctly. I did. You said, whatever I like. I can do whatever I like to you if you just let them go. That's an awfully big request, darling. Quite a large promise to make as well. Besides, the wasteland is a nasty place. There's no guarantee they'd survive anyway. But your eyes. Oh, they look so lovely and helpless and beautiful when you're pleading like that. I could just take you, of course. That's what I was planning, but to have you willingly on your knees before me, to have you fulfill my every request, that's a very tempting offer. Fuck it. Fine. Let them go. Oh, shut the fuck up. Stop complaining. No. You can wave goodbye, but you stay right here, sweet. I am rarely this kind. In fact, I can't remember ever being this kind, so I fully expect you to reward me amply, my dear. There. Now they're gone, and my men are about to go setting up our camp. Your home is certainly charming and ideal for it. Plenty of land and isolation. Perhaps we'll stay for a while. Would you like that? What? Oh, no, 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 dear girl. What the fuck? Oh, you won't be allowed to stay when we move on. You'll be coming with us. Remember when you gave yourself over to me willingly? Unless your pussy is a giant bear trap. I doubt there's any way I'll have enough of you in only a week or two. In fact, even if it is, there is still your mouth and tight little ass. How do you smell so good when the world has been destroyed? And your skin is far too soft for someone who works the land in a post-nuclear shit show. And this body. Most people nowadays are either pure muscle or waif thin. You, however, somehow have curves that would make Venus weep in envy. I would say that you're just too young to have been horrifically corrupted by this hell of a world, but you're not remotely close to your teen years. I would guess... late 20s. Your eyes have lost that annoying teenage vanity. You might be a few years older than those silly little girls, but you reek of naivete. It is delicious. And tastes even better. Your neck is smoother than silk. No wonder you were the bravest. Although impressive, courage, when faced with a very real threat, can only be described as foolish. Well, you'll still be glad of your decision in a few hours' time. Is there any particular place you'd like to be initiated into our little band of nomads? No? All right. I'm sure I can find something satisfactory. Preferably away from the hungry eyes of my crew. Every single one of them wishes they were me right now, and I don't need them to get too riled up. If you're bad, I may have to turn you over to them, sweetheart. And trust me in the fact they will not show even the tiniest shred of mercy to you. You see, they've been without pussy for a very long time. And I highly doubt any of them would have the composure to hold back. I'd likely find you in a bloody and cum-filled pulp afterwards. Do you understand why it is much better to be good for me? Answer me, you ungrateful slut! That's better. Now, I see a nice patch of grass right over there. Oh. There's even a tree for shade. A little slice of heaven in the burnt remains of civilization. And you, my dear, you are an angel somehow untouched by the horrors out there. That is, until now. Your eyes are still trying to appear brave, aren't they? Oh, little lamb. Do you want the big bad lion to think you're tough? And that your quick little pulse isn't evidence of the panic you feel at this very moment? Perhaps. Though perhaps I can make it quicken for a different reason altogether. On the ground, slut. Oh no, you don't. Stay down. I would give you the option of obedience or being bound, but I think we both know that you'll reach for my knife or gun the moment you get a chance, no matter what you promised. Oh, don't look so worried. I'm still keeping my end of the bargain, even though I know your mind is racing with 1,000 ways to escape right now. You can't, of course. Even if you did manage to wound or kill me, my men would find me before long, and they have vehicles while you're on foot. We're excellent trackers, and they would go after your family next. But don't worry. I like that you're not some simpering virgin who's begging me for her life. Ugh, that gets so old after a while. Do you know how hard it is to find someone with backbone out here that hasn't gone absolutely insane? Oh. You're wondering about my virgin comment? How can I know? It's true that you're rather isolated, but the fact you were likely an adult when the bombs fell, combined with your confident swagger as I pushed you ahead of me, makes me suspect you have at least some experience. If I had to guess, though, I'd wager it's been quite a while. Unless, of course,
you and your family are much closer than I thought.
Oh, do calm down, little bird. I don't actually think you were fucking your own kin. Although, I wouldn't blame them one bit. Now, I think it's time I got you incapacitated so I don't have to worry about what those mischievous little hands get up to. Although I would dearly love to use this on that sweet ass or pull it around that delicate neck of yours, I believe I will have to fall back to a much more practical use for my belt. Give me your wrists. I said, give me your goddamn wrists. Stop struggling. Oh, that stunned you a bit, didn't it? I'm sorry, my sweet. I truly don't want to hurt you. I'd rather not mar that pretty little face of yours if I don't have to. But I will do what is necessary. Still did the job and got you to stop, though. There we go. Arms nice and stretched above you. Wrists held together firmly. Oh, that pushes out your breasts very nicely. I can't wait to see them without these clothes in the way. Let's unwrap my present while you're still dazed, shall we? That t-shirt can't hide your lovely curves, you know. Let's see. I think if I make a notch in the neckline with my knife, I can rip the rest off. Oh, yes. And just cut through this bra. Oh, fuck. Those are beautiful. They fill my hands perfectly. So fucking full. And those nipples. My God. Perfection. I can't resist. Fuck, your skin tastes incredible. Your nipples are getting so hot, sweetheart. Did you arch your back? Did you just arch your back? Are you back with me now? Good. You like it when I tease your nipples with my teeth. I wonder if you like biting. Oh, by that whimper, I think you do. God. So goddamn soft and supple. I think I need these nipples in my mouth all the fucking time, sweet. Is that okay with you? You're getting excited, aren't you, darling? I could do this all day, sweet. But I think it's time to see the rest of you. Those jeans did nothing to hide those womanly hips, you know. Well, well, well. It seems your white cotton panties have a decidedly wet spot in them. Unless you've pissed yourself, which I know you're far too proud to do. I do believe I may have affected you. Oh, fuck me. Oh, you will. Don't worry about that. Let's get these panties off. You won't need these anymore anyway. Oh, that's it. Now I get to see all of you. Oh, these curves, that hair, those big, wet eyes. Damn, I'm glad we found this place. Now let's see about this pussy. Oh, that is pretty, isn't it? Your lips are glistening with your juices already, darling. What would happen if I spread your lips and... My, my. What a reaction. I do believe you enjoyed that. You smell divine. Let me just feel... There we go. You are tight. And... Oh, so wet. Oh. Don't try to close your legs. Keep them fucking open. I said, keep them fucking open. You feel that? That's my knife pressing against your femoral artery. I can't guarantee that it won't sink in and sever it. Bleeding out is a nasty way to die. And if you do, I will find your family and fuck them all until they are nothing but vegetables. Am I clear? I said, am I clear? Good girl. I can't believe that I'm gonna fucking reward you after that display. But denying myself a taste of this would be cruel and unusual punishment in itself. Mm. Fuck. You taste just as sweet as you smell. Your juices are dripping down my chin. Fucking delicious. Did you just moan? Did you just moan? Was that a tremble? Oh, little lamb. I do believe you might not hate this as much as you thought you would. Oh, you moan and ride so prettily, sweetheart. Oh, I love it. Oh, just for that. I'm gonna make you come. I'm gonna make you come. I'm gonna make you come so fucking hard. You won't even remember your fucking name. You'll just be there. And I'll feel boneless and mindless once I'm done with you. And you'll be mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking mine. Oh, but not with my mouth. Not this time. Oh, no, darling. You're gonna come on my cock. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm so goddamn hard for you. Oh, do you feel that? Oh, that's what you created. Oh, now you're gonna deal with it. Oh, let me just... Oh, get my head covered in you. Slicking your juices and... Oh... Oh, you were tight around my fingers, but this is unbelievable. Oh, it's a damn good thing. You are so fucking wet. Oh, this would be so much harder on both of us. Oh, I was right. Oh, you are an angel. A slutty. Angel. Oh. My. Angel. Oh. Oh, are you trying to hold back your moans? No, that's not right. Let them out. Oh, there's no use in denying the pleasure, girl. Oh, have you waited long enough? Oh, you're sopping wet. Oh, your tiny pussy is already throbbing in preparation around me. Oh, your nipples are as hard as rocks. Your pupils are dilated. And your breath is coming in short bursts. Your arousal couldn't be any more obvious. Slut. Oh, there, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Come on. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, deeper. Faster. Oh, moan for me. Moan for me. I know you're close. Oh, you fucking love this cock, don't you? Oh, you love this cock inside you, don't you? Oh, stretching out your tight,
little pussy ramming into your unwilling body. Oh, you don't want to enjoy it. Oh, but you do. You fucking love it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, come for me, little lamb. Oh, come for me. Come for me, and I'll come with you. I'm so fucking close. Oh, come for me. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Come. Come. Come for me. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck. That was... Damn. Oh, your cunt is still milking me. No, no. Shh. Just lay back. Oh, relax. You need to rest, Angel. Just lie back. And let my cum fill up your cunt. After all, I have so many plans for you.